Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as state director for CEF of Illinois.
Hello again, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, today on our radio program, we're continuing an interview with the Reverend Mike Fox, who is a former pastor, a Moody grad from years ago, but now serves as a full-time local director for Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Mike, we are so glad that you're here with us again today.
Well, thanks for inviting me back.
Well, you know what? We have so many things to talk about. You know, every year as we start out the summer ministry, we launch out the summer by having a summer missionary training school. And we actually have it here in central Illinois in at our camp, at Camp Good News. And we gathered together. And this year, the Lord just blessed us with. We had close to 60 plus students that came from literally all around the state. And we all come together for a training school. So what is that like? So, you know, during the rest of the year, you're mostly working with children. So how's that when you flip the hat and now you're working with young people?
Well, it's like my old days as a youth pastor. You know, I loved – I was just talking to my students early on in the school, and I said to them, you know, inside of me, there's a junior high who wants to come out. I just don't think of myself as being – well, I won't say how old. But, you know, I just love it. I think it's energizing.
Well, I actually had forgotten that you started out as a youth pastor. Well, now I know why you just kind of roll with it when you're up there in front of the students. I mean, you're our announcement man. You're a training track leader. You're the one that kind of, you know, is the voice of the training school. So now I understand why you enjoy it so much.
I love kids, young people.
But, you know, at the training school is what I just love about it is we are equipping these young people with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're also giving them ministry skills that is not just for a summer, but it's for the rest of their life. I mean, isn't that just exciting?
Oh, it is. And watch ones who come back year after year and watching them grow. You know, I think of Sarah and I think of Dave and Sam and Justin. These are the ones who were our CYIAs several years ago. Now they're in leadership roles. Wow.
Wow. Cool. And, you know, and we're not going to live forever, so who knows? You know, they're going to be the future
leaders.
Pass the
torch.
So what God is doing is really, really amazing. But at the training school, like I said, you have multiple roles. We have multiple tracks. We have a track for those who are going to be camp counselors. We have a track for those who are going to be five-day club center missionaries. And we have returning tracks for those that want more in-depth teaching in children's ministry. We call it TCE Level 1 and TCE Level 2, Teaching Children Effectively. And you are our TCE Level 2 training track leader, and we have a good group of students. But in addition to all those different things and all of the different hats that you wear, you're also our chaplain for our evening Bible times that we have together. Mm-hmm. And so the Lord led you to do a unique topic this year. So I thought maybe you could share with our audience what the Lord laid on your heart to kind of talk about with our students this year.
Well, I was reading some of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's old messages. And back in 1881, he said from his London pulpit that Scripture very often gives sentences or statements that summarize an individual's life, like one of the personalities of Scripture. And so what we've done is look at some key people, Old Testament people, New Testament, men, women, and we've looked at their life, and we tried to find in Scripture a overriding sentence that described their life, their ministry, how they felt about the Lord.
So what are some different Bible characters that you have been sharing with the students about of their life sentences, how their life looked like from God's perspective?
We went to Peter. That was one of – he's one of my favorite guys. I want to meet him in heaven and just enjoy him for about 1,000 years. Peter, a guy who really made so many mistakes, but he ended well. He failed. He stumbled. The Lord picked him up. And every day is a new beginning for a believer that walked with him. And Peter's a beautiful example of that. Elijah, another tremendous Old Testament fellow, who sometimes felt like he's all alone. But he wasn't. The Lord Jesus graciously cared for him. And the Lord Jesus, the angel of the Lord, cared for him and used him so great. I wish we had like about 2 or 3 hours here, Katrina. We could talk about Martha and Mary and David and a bunch of them.
Well, it's just amazing just to really soak into – and that's why I appreciate so much when you have been leading the chapel times with us. I mean, we were just into God's word. We're taking it verse by verse, looking at these characters' life. But why are you so passionate in particular about this subject and looking at these Bible characters? And what is your goal, the takeaway for the students as they look at these different Bible characters' life?
Good question. I want them to pull out these characteristics that they're seeing in these dear servants of the Lord and see them adapted in their life and my life too, Mike Fox as well. How does this affect me? And I think at the end we summarized it up in Galatians 5:22 and 23. Those are the 9 characteristics, the Christ-like characteristics, love, joy, peace, that the Lord Jesus longs to see in my life so that someday when that day comes and I see him face to face, I want him to say, nice job, Mike.
Well done.
Yeah, well done.
Right. Now, what in this – in the training school, we have such a privilege. I know you said one time it's like you wish that you could unscrew the top of every student and just pour into them everything you know about the Bible. And that really comes across as you have such a heart for these students. What is also your overall goal for the training school in the ministry that God has called you to? When you give 2 weeks of your life and just pour out, what is your goal that you want to say, you know, that I did what God wanted me to do?
My goal is simple, I think, because I'm a simple guy. My goal is to see me replicated in others and our other staff people, to see, like, lay down some carbon paper and then etch it on their lives. See them grow like the Lord Jesus wants them to. They're unique. They're different than I am. Their strengths, their goals, their strengths rather, and their weaknesses, God can use them just the way they are as they surrender to him, as they allow the Holy Spirit, as they fall in love with the Lord and his word and the truth and grow in him. That's what I want to see happen in their lives, which goes beyond CEF, goes beyond this summer.
Right. Because we want to help them to grow so close to the Lord that they fall so in love with Jesus that they just want to live for Jesus and shine their light for Jesus all of their days. Yeah. And what I love about the training school, too, is, yes, it is intensive.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of students have said it's kind of like a spiritual boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, we keep them going from morning to – I mean, we get up like at 7:15 in the morning. We're doing flagpole. And then, you know, we're just like clockwork. And I mean,
right.
they're probably, I don't know, like 8 hours of classes a day. But the second week of the training school, we move into our ministry week. And so for the camp, we bring in children in partnership with a local church in the Washington area. And then we do a vacation Bible camp, not a vacation Bible school, because the vacation Bible school is at camp. Good news. And so we have vacation Bible camp. We have like 300 plus children.
Isn't that cool?
In this partnership. And it's like, it's almost like you're tripping over children. I mean, they're everywhere.
everywhere.
And they're wonderful children, because when you welcome a child in Jesus' name, you're welcoming Jesus. And so we're welcoming all these children, these parents into our camp, our day camp that we have. That's in the morning time. And that's what the camp students are doing. And at the same time, our summer missionaries who are teaching those 5 day clubs, they're going out into the community. And the Lord has set up locations for us to go out and to just go out and tell those children. And the goal is to reach predominantly unreached, unchurched children with the gospel, Jesus Christ. And every year, and this year is no exception, is that we see the Lord's hand is just over superintending everything. And just as an example, last year, I think we reached, just through our 1 week of ministry alone, close to over like 430-some children just in that second week. We're talking about week number 2 of the summer. And the summer hasn't even begun yet.
Not officially, no.
Yeah, and so then the whole rest of the summer is, you know, the camp continues to work with, you know, the children, they're having overnight residential camp. But then the rest of the summer, then each one of our local directors like yourself, you go back to the Three Rivers chapter in the Joliet area, and, you know, the different directors go back to each one of their areas. And you guys continue doing ministry all summer long. But together, as a whole CEF team, we're reaching close to anywhere upwards between 3, 4, 5,000 children.
Wow.
with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's like, you know, remember that story in the Bible where Jesus sent out his workers, the first two by two, and then he sent out the whole team, like of 70, mm-hmm. you know, out into the, you know, the different, you know, cities of Israel and things like that. And then that's what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're pouring ourselves in these 60 or 70 students, and then so they will go out.
Multiplying.
Yep, and they will share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're just so glad that, you know, the Lord has blessed you and giving that health and the strength that you could do that multiple role, the training school, and we keep you busy, don't we?
Well, a little bit. I have a couple minutes to do things on my own.
Yeah. Well, you know what? As the years go by and you get closer and closer to, you know, as you know, we want you to do this as long as possible. But when you look back at your life, mm-hmm. how do you want to finish well?
Who are you, Barbara Walters? that's a question she often asks. I want the Lord Jesus to say, like I said a moment ago, I want to finish well. I want him to say, good job.
And that's what it's really
about. I want
them
to remember Jesus.
So that when they remember Mike Fox, they will remember Jesus. And that's what God wants from all of us. But you know what? You've got a lot of years left in you. So you just keep on keeping on.
Oh, yeah. I'm not waving any white flags yet.
That's right. And so we just want to keep on reaching boys and girls for Christ. What are some things that how we can pray for you in your ministry at Three Rivers Chapter or for the summer ministry? How can we pray for you?
That God will continue to open those doors for us for five-day clubs. That he will continue to give us favor with school officials in the various districts in our area. And then we can continue, that God will raise up workers to go in, let us train them, go in and reach those boys and girls and tell them about the truth of Jesus Christ.
Now, you are also a missionary. I mean, yep. you know, mm-hmm. back in your pastorate days, you were actually paid probably from your church,
right.
but also you have to raise your support, just like your son also has to raise his support, and all the staff
right.
does, and actually all of our summer missionaries have to raise their support as well. So what is that like to trust the Lord for your support?
I'm not going to try to be spiritual here or tell you it's an easy cakewalk. It isn't. It's a matter of trust, and you go month by month or week by week, month by month, knowing that the Lord is in control. God's work,
right,
done in God's way, never lacks God's supply.
Hudson Taylor,
yes.
Right.
And so if we're doing God's work, we know it. Matthew 18:14. It's God's work. Are we doing it in God's way? That's what we always have to keep a check on and then trust him for his supply.
And this is what we want to do is we want to glorify God.
Mm-hmm.
And all that we do,
we want to exalt his name.
And with the finances he entrusts to us, we want to use that to, yes, the worker is worthy of his hire, but we also want to use all the things that God has blessed us with, all the staff and all the resources and the summer missionaries and all the volunteers to further the kingdom of God
mm-hmm.
so that in the end, there's not one child that, Lord willing, that hasn't heard the gospel message, because even so is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, Matthew 18:14, that one of these little ones should perish. And that's what we want to do is we want to make Christ known to this future generation.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you again for listening to Telling Future Generations, that again, the generation to come, that they would set their hope in the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me again.